Hi. This week the question is, why did Jesus come to earth? This is part one of a two-part series. Listen to these scriptures which explain why Jesus came to earth. I'll read them in the order that they occur in the New Testament. First, Jesus came to save his people. In Matthew 1, verse 21, "And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The Lord's people are not the Jews. His people refers to the church. Notice Ephesians 5, verse 25. "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." The Lord's people, which he came to save, are those who humble themselves, obey the gospel, 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 8. They obey the gospel by being baptized for the remission of sins, Acts 2, verse 38. The church constitutes spiritual Israel, Galatians 6, verse 16, and Romans 2, verses 28 and 29. All right, number two, Jesus came to bring the Old Testament to an end. In Matthew 5, verse 17, Jesus said, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Now think carefully about what this is saying. There are two ways to bring the Old Testament to an end. One way is by violating it and destroying it. Jesus said he would not do that. But on the other hand, there is a way to bring the Old Testament to an end, and that is to fulfill it. Jesus brought the Old Testament system to an end by fulfilling it. This is why we do not have to offer animal sacrifices. This is why we, who are Gentiles, have the opportunity to be saved. We today are not to keep the Old Testament laws, none of them, including the Sabbath day. Everything that we do must be authorized in the New Testament law. Number three, Jesus came to save sinners, not righteous people. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 13, Jesus said, "But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance." If someone thinks that they're righteous enough without Jesus, then Jesus didn't come to give them help. He came to help those who are lost in sin. Be careful to notice that Jesus came to call sinners to repentance. He did not come to save sinners in their sins. There are many homosexuals out there, for example, and other people, who are involved in immoral lifestyles, who have no intentions of changing. They think that they can be saved in their sins. No, Jesus came to call sinners to repentance. Repentance means to change, to stop doing evil and begin doing what God commanded. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Number four, Jesus came to bring division. Did you know that? Listen to Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 36. Jesus said, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household." Now, the division which Jesus brings was really there all along. It's the natural division which existed all along between those interested in truth and those who have no love for truth, 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 10. Jesus is not a savior for people who refuse to submit to his lordship. When men and women obey the gospel, 1 Peter 4 verse 17, there is a natural antagonism between the Lord's people and those who refuse to obey. Jesus does not want peace and unity at the price of truth. Number five, Jesus came to preach the gospel. In Mark 1, verse 38, he said to them, "Let's go to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for this purpose I have come forth." Without a preacher, people cannot be saved because they cannot know what they need to do and what they need to believe, Romans 10, verse 14 through 15. Jesus came to tell people what they needed to believe and do. Being saved involves both believing and doing something. Salvation is not by faith only. James 2, verse 24. Number 6, Jesus came to do God's will. In John 6, verse 38, Jesus said, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." Now, this is the opposite of what most people do. Most people do their own thing. They like entertainment, and so they think God will accept entertainment in worship, and that's what they offer. People like humor and funny things, and they think, well, that's what God wants in worship, and so they have laughter and fun when they come together. People are forgetting to ask, what has God revealed in his holy word concerning worship? Jesus didn't come to do what he wanted. He came to do what the Father wanted. And we will continue these thoughts next week. And for now, we thank you for listening to our message this week. And we invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we continue our study of this subject, why did Jesus come to earth?